Very Digital.
Kau kan selalu bersimpan di hati.
Indonesia.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song by Rahmania Astrini. Rahmania Astrini, usually called Astri, was born on July 4, 2001 in Northampton, Massachusetts, United States. Though was born there, she is actually an Indonesian citizen. The singer and songwriter now lives in Jakarta. Her name began to be known after releasing her first single, Menua Bersama, or Growing Old Together, in 2017. After that, Astri continued to produce works that were quite well received by Indonesian music lovers. Moreover, in November 2023, she made history in her music journey by becoming the opening act for Coldplay's concert at the Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta. On September 9, 2024, she released a new single with English lyrics entitled Love Me Like You. This love theme song was written by Rahmania Astrini with Tricia Clarissa and Fatan Maulana as producers. Love Me Like You carries a typical 2000s R&B style with a music video featuring dance choreography by Hamada Abdul. Well, listener, let's enjoy the latest single by Rahmania Astrini, Love Me Like You. Enjoy!
I wanna tell you what I'm thinking about now. Doesn't matter what the
you say about us? You got me on my field. You got me head over heels for you. For you. There is nothing I wouldn't do. Don't worry, boy, cause me and you together sounds real good.
Homecoming during Eid al-Fitr is not only about coming home to your family. According to Debbie Afianzi, lecturer at Muhammadiyah University of Jakarta, for Gen Z, it's also about finding potential and building their hometown.
I think some of the Gen Zs are also interested in building the or creating some community development projects after their parents bring them to their hometown. Because they see some of the people in their hometowns need some improvement, maybe in some techniques of agriculture or maybe in making some small enterprise. Especially if the young people who are really, really right now not really interested in being employees, they want to start their own sort of jobs for others. They're really keen in opening up some businesses in the villages, and especially if they see some unique products or maybe some potential commodities to be developed in their hometown. I think parents should put in some seeds of interest to the children so they will remember about how their potential can grow up and also can be shared to others in the village.
You can listen to the discussion about the homecoming tradition in Indonesia in the VOI Talk Mudik, the Great Indonesian Homecoming, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Oh, The unseen world of Jakarta. A vibrant community that cherishes life in a myriad of interesting ways. Centuries of multicultural togetherness. From the tranquil seaside, fresh, exhilarating, and the mangrove forest, a nearby weekend getaway for families. The exciting waterfront and its variety of amusement. The yacht harbor to international expos. The national theme park. Jakarta still has the charm that fascinated travelers and traders since hundreds of years ago. Even in the thousand islands in the Jakarta Bay. Old strongholds. Museums feature histories of evolution and culture. Then, the old city hall brings together history and today. The today of a multicultural society that embraces song and dance and drama. Jakarta is also a global metropolis with its own brand of hot couture and invigorating nightlife. I'm gonna party with you. Dancing to the newest tracks or just cherish life. Fine dining with loved ones. Experience the good life in Jakarta. Innovative recipes, master chefs, gourmet, delicatessen, but also fascinating street food. There's always something for anyone. Shopping experiences are equally colorful in Jakarta, where traditional craft blend perfectly with global brands. Mix and match. And the art of bargaining is upheld in a smiling environment. Discover Jakarta and its hospitality that comes straight from the heart. The unique cuisine. The pampering of body and mind. Sheer amazement. And ultimately, lots and lots of fun. Discover Jakarta. Wonderful Indonesia.
Indonesia.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the Flute Rhythm by Trio Buana. From the pieces of bamboo, which are arranged according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by Rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play Rindik needs a special skill and feeling. In playing Rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely Mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called Sangsi. In the performance of Boom Boom Dance, this technique is called Jegok. In Bali itself, and Rindik is usually performed to accompany the Boom Boom Dance. Besides that, Rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of Rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, Rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called Rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Dan penuh
VOI listener, you're enjoying a very blessed song. Ramadan religious song by Budi Doremi. Ramadan penuh cinta or Ramadan full of love. Hopefully with Voice of Indonesia through the program Indonesia Today, your day will be always full of love. And my colleague Faisal will be taking over the mic in about 15 minutes from now for another station of Indonesia Today. So I'm Rahma signing out. Thank you so much for joining me in the breakfast station of Indonesia Today. Now it's time for me to take you back in early 2000s with Marcel. Jangan pernah berubah or never change.
Sorot matamu yang kurasa berbeda. Janganlah terjadi yang selalu katakan. Beribu cara kan putus. Oh cintaku.
Korea. Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or Eternal Flower, performed by Ayub Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group. The song, written and originally performed by Rio Clappy, was released on March 1, 2024. The song tells a heartfelt story about meeting someone truly special. Through the song, Rio Clappy celebrates the magic of love and expresses gratitude for the people who bring joy and meaning to our lives. It's a gentle reminder to cherish the relationship we hold dear and embrace the true essence of love. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Ayu Sakti and the New Normal Keroncong Group with Bunga Abadi. Happy listening.
ku petik untuknya.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menari-nari kita terus menari meski hujan rintik turun. Mengalun-ngalun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan. Berbagi senyuman. Terus melayang meski langit tanpa bintang. Mendayu-dayu suara daun yang berjatuhan. Permesaan mengisi lamunan. Bergandeng tangan berdua nyanyikan lagu cinta nostalgia.
Here's the news. Indonesian Minister of Public Works, Dodi Hanggodo, ensures the readiness of road infrastructure to the port in Banten Province in order to support the Lebaran homecoming in 2025. Dodi in Jakarta on Wednesday said that the preservation or improvement of road quality was carried out to follow up worked on the request of the Minister of Transportation so that the road access to the port that would be used for the homecoming flow was in good and optimal condition. The Indonesian Ministry of Public Works handed over the building and supporting facilities of the State University Hospital to the State University of Jember so that the hospital's operations can be opened in the near future. The handover was represented by Head of the East Java Region Settlement Infrastructure Implementation, Ani Figriani, to State University of Jember Vice Rector for Finance and General Affairs Sri Hermawati in Jember East Java on Wednesday. That's the news.
Edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song called Gado Gado Semarang, composed by Kelly Puspita. The song lyrics mention that the name Semarang in the province of Central Java, Indonesia, comes from the word Asam Arang, which means rare asset. Samarang is a coastal city, so many foreigners drop by the city. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Gado Gado Samarang by Retno Indah. Happy listening.
Some